Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
You know, I had our story late last night and then tried to go to bed. A source called me at 10 p.m.
What's going on?
Leave a long, drawn-out message.
This is my colleague Ben LaFabe. And the reason why he couldn't get any sleep, well, one of the reasons.
And then my daughter's stomach was hurting, so she woke us up. And then my son woke up super early and asked us while we were still sleeping at 6:30 a.m. And then just ended up waking up and just going about my day. Damn it all!
Ben caught wind on Monday that the White House was pulling the nomination of Elizabeth Klein to be Deputy Secretary at the Interior Department. So today on Politico Energy, after his power nap, Ben explains why the administration is no longer backing Elizabeth Klein. It's Wednesday, March 24th, and I'm Anthony Adragna.
I mean, I'm not going to pretend like I'm the great scoopmeister on this. This was just a normal source calling you up and saying, by the way, did you hear this? And so I said, oh, no, I had not heard this.
Fair enough. And so what happened? Why did the White House pull back on its original pick to be the Interior Department's number two?
From what I gather, having talked about maybe half a dozen people on this last night, basically, Elizabeth Klein, who's a former interior official under the Obama administration. And I mean, she is not like AOC progressive, but I mean, she's on the progressive part. And that was, I guess, a flag against her from the likes of Senators Lisa Murkowski, especially. And from what I understand, also a bit from Senator Joe Manchin, who's the chair of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee. The thinking was that basically, the administration had gotten their progressive with, Secretary Deb Haaland, and that having Klein go in the second slot was seen as kind of like, this is too progressive.
And you actually, there's a name that has come forward as somebody potentially under consideration and somebody who is an Alaskan. Why don't you tell us about him?
Tommy Boudreau, he was a former interior official under the Obama White House, and you know, he's not anyone's idea of a conservative Republican, but he's also been a lawyer for the industry over at Latham & Watkins law firm. So I think he was maybe seen as being more sympathetic to the fossil fuel industry, if not exactly, in their pocket by any means. And again, as you mentioned, he's an Alaskan native, and I'm sure that would be something that would make Murkowski tilted more favorably towards that nomination if it comes up.
You know, as you and I have talked about before offline, just the Manchin Murkowski power duo, they're arguably the most centrist members of their respective parties and can have a ton of weight right now.
Yeah. And this is, again, this is interesting. So we've talked about this before, but in such a close Senate, anybody can, like any of the senators can have influence. But I think it speaks to something to Manchin and Murkowski, or they're willing to do that. You know, it's like they are willing to ask for, hey, if you want my vote on this, I need to see X, Y, and Z. Where other senators vote so in line with the party line that they don't get to wield that sort of influence. Now, I'm sure the Senate leaders on both parties are very happy that everyone else votes on the party line. But, it does show that if you're willing to go against them and, at least ask for something, the White House feels that it needs to, at least in some cases, pay that price.
Murkowski now has kind of this sway when it's Democrats in charge. Was Manchin kind of the similar way with Trump nominees and when Republicans were in charge and trying to get their nominees through?
Not that I remember. I mean, if I recall, Manchin's usual motto was the captain should have the right to pick who they want, steering their ship. So I don't remember him. I mean, you may remember better than I do, but I don't remember him kind of throwing up any or any hurdles to nominations, which is one of the reasons people were giving me for he may have been a wingman for Murkowski on this. But they don't know if he would have been the originator just because, he's usually pretty good to go with, unless the nominee is completely out there, which by all accounts, Liz Klein was not a progressive firebrand, that they don't understand why he would have had a beef with it, himself.
Also, the U.S. Central Bank is taking a step closer toward regulating the impact of climate change on the financial system. Yesterday, Fed Governor Lael Brainard said the Fed is creating a new organization within the agency that will police climate risks across the financial system. according to Governor Brainard, the new Financial Stability Climate Committee is going to develop a program to assess the way climate-related risks affect financial stability. The Fed's announcement comes as other federal regulators, including the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, are also ramping up their work around regulating climate risks. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. If you like our show, leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And listen to our other shows, Politico Dispatch, Playbook Audio Briefing, and Nerdcast. I'm Anthony Adragna. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Last year, Chevron invested billions of dollars to bring affordable, reliable, ever cleaner energy to America. Because it's only human to work toward a brighter future. Learn more at chevron.com.